Grow Up, a DCU fanfic written by Petra, read by Black Glass. Pammy's suit fit a little funny around the bottom on Tuesday, but Harley was used to people changing their outfits around from too many times through Arkham, so she didn't say anything while they knocked out the bank guards. Pammy kissed the manager into giving them access to the vault, and then they got back to their hideout with all the money they needed to skip town for a while. Or it would have been enough for that, if Pammy hadn't said, "I need 75% of this, or they're going to tear up part of Robinson Park." Well, not part of the park, exactly, but a lot of that abuts it where there are fungi that I've never seen anywhere else. Harley imagined all the pretty greenbacks flying away with wings on them, but Pammy had done most of the planning. 75%, maybe. It was only fair. She said, "Okay," and kissed Pammy's cheek. Pammy gave her a look, like she'd expected that to be a lot harder. "You're sure?" Harley shrugged and grinned at her. She was used to getting pennies on the dollar from her pudding to start with, and 25% of their take was pretty good compared to that. "No problem. We'll get another bank next week, and go to the Bahamas once your fungi's are safe."
"Thank you."
Pammy kissed her. Her lipstick tasted funny, though the injection she made for Harley kept it from being hallucinogenic. Like Harley needed to be drugged into kissing Pammy back whenever she got the chance anyway.
"I guess I don't have to talk you into it, huh?"
The last time Pammy wanted to talk her into something, she'd gotten a hyena and a bike of her own. Harley bit her lip.
"Well, if you are all ready to convince me, you can give it a try."
She made herself frown.
"No. You can't have the money. So there."
Pammy's smile was bright and gorgeous, and Harley wanted to kiss her again.
"Aw, come on, sweetie. It's for a good cause."
She pushed down the top of her bodysuit, baring her breasts, and Harley whimpered.
"Please?"
No.
Harley ran her hands over Pammy's shoulders, then her breasts, feeling their soft weight.
"No way, no how."
"You sure?"
Pammy shimmied out of her bodysuit the rest of the way, and Harley finally got a chance to see what had made it fit funny. She had a vine wrapped around her waist, snaking around each of her thighs, with a piece that stuck out at Harley like a penis. A green penis that wiggled a little bit, in ways Pammy wasn't moving. But a penis, definitely, made of one of Pammy's smart plants.
"Oh, wow," Harley said, touching it. "Is that for me?"
Pammy laughed.
"That part is, but only if I get my money."
Harley couldn't make herself glare at Pammy, even though she tried really hard. She watched the vine instead. It was definitely moving on its own, twisting just a little bit around Pammy's hips.
Maybe you should talk me into it. With your, vine thing."
"It's a Pueraria labata priapia, to be specific. And I think it likes you."
Pammy unfastened Harley's bodysuit and helped her out of it. By the time she was lying next to Pammy naked, maybe a minute later, the vine was poking at her stomach like it knew what it wanted.
"I think I like it too."
Harley squeezed Pammy's hip, where the vine was wrapped around her. Pammy groaned way more than she usually would from that kind of a touch, and Harley blinked.
"You okay?"
Yes.
Pammy pushed Harley's hand between her legs and let her feel the vine, which had pushed inside her and was wriggling around.
"Come here."
Harley bit her lip, thinking of what that would feel like on the other side, and wrapped her legs around Pammy's waist, rubbing right against the vine. It pushed inside her slowly, partially from Pammy rolling her hips, and partially on its own.
"Oh, it's friendly."
A tendril snugged up right against Harley's clit and started jiggling.
Very friendly.
"Do I get my money?" Pammy asked in her ear, laughing.
"Of course you do."
Harley hugged her tightly.
"You and your friendly friend."
"I bred it, to be good for you." Pammy kissed her again. She tasted like chlorophyll and sunshine. Whatever she'd done to teach the plant thing what Harley liked, it was working great. Filling her up just right. Maybe getting a little bigger. Harley wasn't sure. She'd have to ask later, when she could think again. When she didn't have her hands full of Pammy's hips, and her head full of the way the vine was teasing at her. In her. Fast and perfect. You did great. Really great. Really, 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 really great. Pammy made a shuddery noise against Harley's mouth, and squeezed her tighter for a long moment, her face flushing dark as she came. She smiled when she opened her eyes, and pulled Harley in closer. Let us know when you've had enough. That did it. The vine thing was good, doing all the right stuff, but watching Pammy was better than any plant or anybody else. Harley muffled her shout against Pammy's mouth, and held on tight to her while she came, shaking so hard she would have thrown off anybody else. But the plant kept stroking her right through it, and right over the next wave a few seconds later. Wow! Harley gasped for breath. The plant wasn't letting up, and neither was her heartbeat. Wow, I... More? Pammy asked, grinning at her. Yes, please. The end. Thanks for listening.